producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yes, that would be a great idea to apparently, listen, some of you guys, when somebody answers the phone and says, you know, she'll be there in a minute, just hang on for me, all right? I know you get frustrated. I get it. But do hang on if you possibly can, all right? 855-993-7569. Is a way to get in touch with me today and any particular day. To tell you, I got up really early this morning like a good girl, and I took a yoga class. And I haven't taken yoga for a while, and it's really amazing because first of all, flexibility is the first thing that goes on me. I'm relatively strong, and I have, you know, more or less good shape. I mean, I can breathe okay and I'm strong, but man, my flexibility, man, it just goes. So that was, but it's a really amazing, I think they call it body memory, sense memory. Actors talk about a lot. And so my body sort of remembers how to do it and saying, yeah, but I don't know. I don't know, Joy. I'm not sure that we're really going to do this, but you just go ahead and you sort of believe in it, kiddo. I don't know about you. I mean, part of, I guess, everybody's New Year's resolution, right, is I'm going to work out more. And I just I thought, all right, so just do this. And it's, yoga's always been hard for me just because I'm not flexible. I'm strong, as I said, but I'm not very flexible. So what are you going to do? All righty, 855-993-7569 was in touch. Did you watch the Golden Globes? You watched football. I don't know why I'm even bothering.
I did watch football most of the day yesterday, yeah. And then basketball and then hockey. It was an all sports day yesterday for me.
So your testosterone levels would just be just right off the, you know, off the scale.
And my team lost yesterday because the
all
kicker
of them?
Missed the...
Oh, no.
The kicker missed the... chip shot field goal at the end.
Do you know, wouldn't you hate to be the guy in whom, I guess at that moment, it's why you call it clutching, right?
Yeah.
That you're either the hero or the goat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you live with it for a long time. I suspect you live with the goat. I mean, it's not that I suspect, I know that we do, that we're going to remember our goofs much longer than our triumphs. Isn't that a perverse part of human history and human psyche?
Yeah.
It's one of the reasons I'm convinced why infamy has a much longer half-life than fame, right? Remember Billy the Kid, right?
Yeah.
So, and we'll remember, we'll probably remember what, Miss Columbia much longer than Miss Philippine. So I watched the Golden Globes last night, which is really, to be quite, it's kind of the National Enquirer of the award shows. People are get drunker and drunker. And I don't know if they pretend to be drunk. My suspicion is that they're not pretending, that they serve a lot of wine. And as the evening goes on, it gets nosier and noisier.
Isn't the setting for it kind of more like a dinner anyway? Like
everybody's
dinner tables.
It's at the Hilton, yeah. And yeah. they have food, but they have a lot of booze. And apparently it was cold in L.A., so all the women are in these. It's really interesting. There's this whole new look for women's décolletage. It used to be, you guys probably don't care about this, except their breasts, so you probably do care about them. You just didn't know that that's what the term meant. Before they sort of take the two globes and they kind of shove them together and push them up, and that's a look. This year, clearly, the look is to push them apart and make the skin alabaster. Now, all of those women cannot have alabaster skin, so part of it has to be done with makeup. So that you just have, and then you cut down the middle almost to your navel, so you see just the little edge of the little bosoms. I know this is fascinating to you, right? But it does have to do with breasts, so I probably did have your attention there. But so it was a strange show. But one of the things that came up, I think it was Kevin Hart who did it, who, when it came to Best Musical or something, he gave it to Straight Outta Compton, which was not nominated. And then he said, no, it's my mistake. Here's what's written on the card. I told you, Steve Harvey's going to live with that the rest of it. It'll be on his tombstone. On his tombstone. There you go. All right, 855-993-7569. All right, this seems to me kind of an incredibly relevant point, that the first recorded lottery in human history occurred on this day in England in 1569. Now, on this day in the United States, the Powerball lottery is now up to $950 million and is expected by, I think it's Wednesday, to go to $1.3 billion.
Yep. Wow.
$1.3 billion. You could be an episode of Star Wars on your very own. The Force would be with you, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, think about that. We've had lotteries around for 450 years almost.
Wow. That's amazing that they've been around that long.
Is that right? 350 years? No, 450 years is right.
Yeah, 450
minus 3, so 447 years.
Yeah.
Can you believe it?
Wow.
I mean, you could view that that all of life is a lottery, right? We just don't know that we're buying the ticket for it. But think about people gambling for 447 years. All right, I had to tell you my favorite joke about it, just because it is my favorite joke, and it's terribly psychological, which is, and I'm sure everybody's heard it, but I don't care. It's an oldie but goodie. And we're going to talk about what you would do if you won the lottery, I guess. Maybe we'll wait later in the week, and we'll ask people not only what they do, but did they buy a lottery ticket? Did you buy a lottery ticket last week?
I did not. I usually don't. In fact, I don't think I ever have bought a lottery ticket.
You've never bought a lottery ticket?
Never bought a lottery ticket. I think I might
where it gets to $1 billion.
Yeah, that might be what you know.
I figure for half a billion, that's chump change. Why bother my dollar? But for, you know, $1.3 billion, and of course, what happens when they get to be super lotteries like this? Psychologically, everybody, you know, they get many more tickets, so your odds actually go down, you know, of winning. But here are my two lottery things. The first is that when I lived in Massachusetts, my one of my students' father worked for the lottery. He was head of the lottery commission in Massachusetts, and that was one of the first states that had a lottery. And so I bought a lottery ticket on my daughter's first birthday, and the number I chose was her birthday. And when I didn't win, given the fact that it was my student, her dad, my kid's birthday, and it was on her birthday, the drawing was on her birthday, when I didn't win, I knew it was fixed. So and my motivation for buying lottery tickets, But my favorite lottery story is the guy who goes into the church and throws himself on the altar and says, you know, I've lived a good life. I do everything right. Please, couldn't I just win the lottery? And there's this clap of thunder and flash of lightning, and this voice comes out of nowhere that says, meet me halfway, Joe. Buy a ticket. So that's, right? And I think that's the New York State Lottery's, it's not the Powerball, but it's the New York State Lottery's motto, which is, you can't win it if you're not in it. So, but $1 billion in a lottery.
Yeah, wow.
So they have all these stories that, what's it, I think somebody's written books about lottery winners, and it turns out that like 60% of winners who win between, and this is in the old days when people won between 10 and 20 million, are bankrupt within 5 years. Mm. Much worse off than they were. And there are all these horrible stories. I actually, they did an interview with a kid, I mean, I think he was 27, 20 years old, who won like $250,000. No, he won he won 220, which would be basically $250 million, which is one of the highest lottery winnings at the time. And he didn't tell anybody. In fact, that seems to be the hallmark of people who have some sense about it, is they don't tell anybody for a while. And they figure out what they're going to do with it. And then they get a team around them, which includes advisors and attorneys and publicists. And most of them have not quit their jobs. And they put away a large part of it. And the guy that they were interviewing said that he decided that this was a gift and he should not fritter it away, that he should leave a legacy. And so he was very careful about planning. He didn't tell anybody for months that he'd won. He told his father a couple days later. He said, guess what, Dad? And he said, you're married. And he said, no. He said, you won the lottery. He said, yep. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. David Bowie died early this morning at age, I think he was 69. He'd been fighting cancer for about a year and a half. He seemed ageless. Iggy Stardust, right? And Sylvester Stallone won at Golden Globes last night for supporting actor and gave brought his entire family up on stage with him and gave a tip of his hat to Rocky Balboa, his imaginary friend. So it was very touching. Denzel won the Lifetime Achievement Award. Forget all the movies he's been in. He really is a presence on the screen. He's also a very good hugger, for those of you who are curious about that kind of thing. I took him a piece. He was at the studio a couple of years ago. He was doing Shakespeare, Julius Caesar, and was at the station, and there was birthday cake around. And so I just popped my head in and said, would you like a piece of birthday cake? And he said, sure. So I brought him a piece of birthday cake, and he gave me a very good hug. He's big, as opposed to most movie stars, which are much smaller than you expect them to be. Okay, I thought what we would do, since we got started on it, and then we got so many calls, because, as you know, calls are what we do around here. The rest is fun and interesting and psychologically grounded, but calls are what we do. So we're talking about prescription drugs and why people use them and how people use them. But do keep in mind, because I'm probably around Wednesday, depending on whether or not the lottery's won. I figure we have a little bit of time to do what you do with $1 billion. Because it would seem to me, if somebody gave you, I don't know, maybe that's one of the questions to put up as well. Maybe we should put that up as well. It's not only what would you do if you won the lottery, but would there be a difference between if you won $10,000, for example, which is, you know, a significant amount of money, right, as opposed to $1 million or $1 billion? I mean, presumably they would be very different kinds of responses, don't you think?
Sure.
I mean, with $10,000, it would seem to me you kind of blow it, right? You pay your bills and go on a fancy vacation, right? Or buy a fancy car. Although, I'm not $10,000, I guess, won't buy you much of a fancy car anymore, will it? $1 million, I think, begins to be in the much more in the category of, we have to think about this a little more seriously. And once you get to $1 billion, I mean, I think that's something that'll change your life. I'm not sure I'd even want to win $1 billion, to be quite honest. And that's a huge response. $1 billion? Now, granted, you only get about half of it. But still, half $1 billion.
I'd take $500 million.
You would, just because you're that kind of guy.
And I would not complain.
Yeah, no, I think paying half of it in taxes. Cost you a dollar. All right, so you'll have to let us know if you buy a ticket. I actually was going to buy a ticket and just forgot, so I'll have to, depends whether it's convenient to buy a ticket. Maybe I'll buy one tomorrow. Okay, so let's talk about prescription drugs. And again, I said the national average is, just about half the country is taking three or more, regardless of age and regardless of anything. So, I mean, prescription drugs, and supposedly 25% of all prescriptions written are written for psychotropic medications, which are anxiety or depression. So, all right, let's see what other people, we got through a couple of them, but there were gobs. And it seems to me it's an interesting issue for a whole bunch of reasons. First of all, that it's an economic issue as well as a political issue as well as a psychological issue. That it turns out that the major drugs of abuse in this country right now, at this moment in our history, are not street drugs. They're prescription drugs. We're one of the few countries that allows direct marketing to consumers. And as I said, I watched the Golden Globes last night, and they had gobs of ads about prescriptions for ulcers, irritable bowel syndrome, for arthritis. I'm trying to remember all of them. And, you know, because I was thinking about it, because we talked about it in the program, I was very well aware of them, and I'm thinking, you know that people are going to be writing this down, and the ads all, you know, they have little cartoon figures that are sort of really cute, and it's a problem. And then the cost. Again, that story from last week, that you can buy the same drug in India for $4 that cost $1,000 here. Okay, so let's see what people said about their usage of prescription drugs.
Barbara says, oy vey, don't ask. 2 for blood pressure, 1 for cholesterol. Methadone for restless leg syndrome. She says, yes, indeed, it gets lots of strange looks for that one. Drive from New Jersey to Baltimore, Johns Hopkins, to see the country's leading specialists in the field, half pill each for sleep and anxiety, tons of vitamins.
Oh, honey. I hope somebody has a list of all the things that you're taking, because one of the issues about different specialty and different drugs, especially when you're talking psychotropic, is that sometimes you're only going to tell, for example, your your musculoskeletal guy about your restless leg, or you're going to tell your cardiologist about your blood pressure, and you're not going to tell anybody about your anxiety. So make sure if you're taking psychotropic drugs that you have either a psychopharmacologist or a psychiatrist or psychologist talking about them, because they're going to be aware of the side effects. And you don't want to be in general, the thing about most drugs, not all, but most drugs, is they deal with the symptoms, not the underlying cause. And if you can deal temporarily with the symptoms and then look for the cause so that you can take away the trigger, then you don't have to be on the medications anymore. Do not put yourself on or off medication by yourself. It's a very dangerous thing to do. And don't use other people's medication. I know you know all of that. Okay, keep going.
Vicky says, 2 for blood pressure, 1 for IBS, 3 different vitamins, 1 for anxiety, 1 for acid reflux, and 1 water pill.
It's a lot of medication.
Margaret says, 8 for depression, hypothyroidism, and this one's a long one. Adrenomalinopathy.
I have no idea what that means.
I'll have to.
That's all right. Don't worry about it.
Send it to you.
That's right. Yeah.
It's about 20 letters, I think, in her name.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. That's what she's taking it for.
Amy says, I wish none, but I take 2. One blood pressure, the other to try and help you with PVCs, which isn't working all that great. I hate meds.
Okay. Again, blood pressure medication can be life-saving, but there are ways of lowering your blood pressure with your under your doctor's tutelage that may work just as well. Obviously, lowering your weight, decreasing your salt intake, and be careful about things like soy sauce, because soy sauce is just straight salt. You probably shouldn't have a salt shaker on your table. Don't cook with salt. But also, if you look at processed foods, that was one of my real revelations of trying to watch your diet. So you be careful about the fat and careful about the calories. But for a lot of food that is either low-cal or diet, if you look at it, what they've done is they've taken out the fat, they've taken out the sugar, and they've added the salt. And salt in the long run is probably more dangerous for us than either sugar or fat. You have to be really careful about it. Talk with your doctor about saying, listen, is there a way that I can get off some of the blood pressure medication by lowering my weight, lowering my salt intake, maybe eating less meat? Talk with that. Because I hear what you're saying. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Rainier Distillers designs and builds custom copper stills for home purification of water, distilling alcohol, essential oils, cannabis oil, and ethanol fuel. Use these distillers at home to remove all those nasty chemicals that are added to your public drinking water by fluoridation, resulting in pure, safe drinking water for you and your family. Call RainierDistillers.com at 360-446-8998 and check out their website at RainierDistillers.com, located in Seattle, Washington.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Jeff, you're on the air on Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hello, Dr. Brown. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, Jeff. What's on your mind?
Well, I need some advice.
Okay. That's kind of what we do here, so this is good.
Well, try to make a long story short. I dated a young lady for a little over a year.
Okay.
And it was a very tumultuous relationship. Finally ended in December of this year. And
well, last year. We haven't had a December of this year yet.
Right, of last year.
Okay.
I started kind of casually dating a different girl in March. And just recently it has turned kind of serious between the two of us and is going very, very well. And now the original girl that I had such a tumultuous relationship with is calling and emailing and text messaging me and I guess, you know, trying to get things started again. I don't want to go back to that kind of relationship again.
Okay.
But she has some kind of little hold on me that I have not been able to let go of.
Well, so clarify, how old are you, Jeff?
I'm 47.
Have you ever been married?
Twice.
How long was the first marriage?
10 years.
How long was the second marriage?
7 years.
How long have you been divorced at this moment?
Oh, gosh. Say 5 years.
Okay. So the question is whether or not to get back involved with the other woman?
Really, how to just get completely over her.
When you think about her, what made the relationship tumultuous to begin with?
She had some anger issues and also was diagnosed with what was called borderline personality disorder.
Well, that's interesting, but not terribly relevant. What I need to know more from you is what was the pull of the relationship? Was it passionate? Was it sexy? Was she smart? Was she unpredictable? You know, don't try to Oprah me. Just sort of tell me what kept you in the relationship.
Geez, I tell you the truth, she was probably different than anyone that I'd ever been with.
Okay. Different in what way?
She looked different. She was, I'm pretty conservative, and she was more kind of a free spirit. She had, you know, she had tattoos.
Okay.
She had, you know,
how old is she?
She was 10 years younger.
Okay. Had she ever been married?
Yes.
Was she divorced when you met her?
Yes.
And how long has she been divorced?
Oh, gosh, probably 10 years.
Okay. Did either of you have children?
Yes, both of us did.
Okay. How old were her kids?
Her oldest was 17, and youngest was 10.
Okay. How old are your kids?
I have a 17-year-old also, and a 15.
When you think about it, why did the relationship break up?
It was... it seemed to me that I could not do anything that would make her happy. The things that I tried to do to make her happy made her angry.
Give me an example.
And, okay, one time she was she worked third shift, and I kind of took it upon myself to do something nice and took her laundry to a laundromat.
Okay.
And, that made her mad because I guess she felt like, well, maybe he doesn't know how to do the laundry.
What did she say?
She said, well, she actually called me while I was at the laundromat and said, where are you? I said, I'm at the laundromat. And she's like, I hope you're not doing my clothes. You know, there's certain things I don't want dried and so forth and so on. And it made her angry that I was trying to do something nice for her.
Okay. So did you walk away from her or she walked away from you?
She basically walked away from me.
Saying what?
That it's just, you know, we've tried and tried and I just think we're too different.
Okay, and the difference was what appealed to you to begin with. That was really the basis of the relationship.
Exactly.
Okay, so what's she saying now when she gets back in touch with you and saying, let's try again, what is she saying?
She'll say, I was just thinking about you, wondering how you were doing.
That's not the same as saying she wants to get back in touch with you.
Right, and then one time she asked if I'd be interested in meeting her for dinner.
That's still not saying she's interested in getting back in touch with you. I mean, resuming a relationship.
Right. Well, then that's what I assumed.
Yeah, but I'm not suggesting you're wrong, but she's not saying let's give it another try. Maybe she's lonesome, maybe she's curious, and maybe that she's launching into another relationship and wants to clear this one up. What do you want at this moment?
What I really want is to move forward. The young lady that I'm seeing now is so nice and treats me very, very well. We get along great. I just kind of, if it's possible, try to find a way to get rid of any leftover feelings so I can, like, freely move ahead.
Well, Jeff, there are two possibilities. One is you can just remind yourself, and a paper and pencil aren't a bad tool at this moment, of all the things that went wrong in this relationship. Now, if you're going to do that, it only makes sense to write down some of the things that went right as well, because otherwise I guarantee you what will happen is you'll write down all the things that were awful and you'll think, okay, thank goodness she walked away from me because this woman's a lunatic and it was never going to work and it was just a mess and it was the passion sort of kept it alive for longer than it should have, but there's clearly no communality here to withstand any kind of long-term relationship. But then you have to also write down the things you liked about it, too, or they'll pop up at the most inopportune times, and you'll think, gee, I was wrong, I should go back to her. So if you're going to do it, do paper and pencil and decide, if nothing's changed, nothing's changed. That she may be a little calmer, I may be a little older, a little wiser, I now know that, not to put her bras in the dryer. I mean, but this was not going to work together. We just are too different. And what appealed to us at the beginning then aggravated us. So, and nothing's changed. That's one possibility. And just, do paper and pencil and just remind yourself, nothing's changed. If nothing's changed, nothing's changed. It's not, it might be exciting for a while because she's different. She's got tats, but it's not going to work. The other possibility is to think, before I walk away from this woman and fully commit to the new relationship, I really need to put this one to bed, not literally, but figuratively. And so I need to see her. I need to sit down with her and decide either there's still something there, and I'm willing to pursue it, there's still something there and I'm not willing to pursue it, or that there's nothing there and I can move on. So you can choose whichever course you think can make you happier. Obviously, seeing her puts your current relationship somewhat at risk, and I would probably be tempted to not be sneaky about it. Now, I don't know how often you see this woman, and I don't know what your relationship with her is, whether or not you go and see the other woman first. I've actually told the story before. I actually had someone sit down with me that I'd gone out with, I think, once. And he came and he took me out and he said, look, you may recall on our first date I told you about the ghost in the machinery, which he did not. I said, and it has nothing to do with you. I think you're fabulous. But she was somebody that I was with a bunch of years ago. She's kind of reemerged. And either I need to put it to bed before I can really move on. So either I will call and, beg on bended knee to go out with you because I think you're wonderful, or I'll call and invite you to the wedding because she had a hold on me before I ever met you, and I can't really go on until I figure out what's going on here. So I think you have to decide in your own mind which you think makes more sense to you. If you're dead set against getting involved with this woman ever again, the safest thing is probably to make the list on the paper and pencil and walk away from her. If you're not certain or you're tempted, because curiosity could be very expensive. It may put you back in this relationship if the passion is strong enough, and it may sort of poison the relationship you're in. And at some point, if you go see the other woman and you decide there's something there, you're going to have to tell this current woman. Now, there is a possibility to date both of them, except you have to be honest with both of them and not sleep probably with either of them. So those are your three options.
Okay.
But I'd give a little thought to whatever I was going to do, because it will not be without consequence.
Right.
But they understand there are people who will always have some hold on our cardiac real estate, but they're not good for us. And so we remember them, remember the good part, and move on. But there are some people that, that have a part of our heart, and we can't move on until we've actually resolved the relationship with them. So you have to decide. And I can't tell you. I can't read your mind on this one. Okay?
Well, I appreciate it very much.
All right. If you need some more help, call me back. But I think that's the way at least to think about it. And one of the ways of thinking about it is just to take some time and maybe paper and pencil write down plus on one side and minus on the other, put down each of their names or their initials or something, and be willing to understand that the newer relationship is going to have less negative about it. So you have to kind of put that in. But whom do you think you could live best without? I know, not much fun, but at least think about it. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and to choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Rainier Distillers designs and builds custom copper stills for home purification of water, distilling alcohol, essential oils, cannabis oil, and ethanol fuel. Use these distillers at home to remove all those nasty chemicals that are added to your public drinking water by fluoridation, resulting in pure, safe drinking water for you and your family. Call RainierDistillers.com at 360-446-8998 and check out their website at RainierDistillers.com, located in Seattle, Washington.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Mary, welcome. How may I help you?
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi,
I would like assistance or advice on mending my daughter and my husband's relationship since
okay.
The holidays.
Is your husband her father?
No, not biological, no.
Okay.
We've been married for 11 years. She's age 32 and lives
okay.
10 hours away.
Okay. What's the basis of the conflict between the two?
Well, she came home for Thanksgiving, and she brought her dog. And the morning of Thanksgiving, the dog got out of the house, and there happened to be someone walking by, and it was a smaller dog with them. And started a fight, and I didn't see it, but my daughter kept saying he kicked her. My husband kicked her dog, and come to find out, he didn't kick her. He motioned that he might, and so she was angry and couldn't get over it. And so the rest of that week, it was them not talking. And then
did they have a good relationship before this?
Somewhat. Not excellent, but...
Somewhat doesn't sound... all right, so is your daughter single or married?
Single.
How long had you been... do you have other children?
No.
Okay. How long had you...
I raised her on my own.
Yeah. See, that's... let me tell you where my questions, which you probably already surmised, were going. That this I don't doubt that this was irritating to both your husband, who could see a lawsuit looming or a dog bite,
yeah,
and your daughter, who sort of has invested a lot of emotion in, and I'm not saying it's okay to kick an animal because it's not, but given the choice between warring animals that are about to tear each other apart or animals that are about to bite other people, then what you want to do is get them away from each other.
Yeah.
I don't think either exactly covered themselves with glory, but my guess is that this was just... It was just an event that sooner or later was going to happen because it's not the real event. That what we call in the trade subtext woo-woo is that you, your daughter, and your husband on some level see themselves as rivals for your attention.
Yeah.
That you were a single parent, that before he came along, she had your undivided support. You might have gone on vacations with her, spent more time with her. She was more available. Or you were more available to her, and now she feels that he has taken over some of the affection, the time,
mm-hmm,
the yeah. So mm-hmm, so if we look at it, because I think it's going to be really easy to look at the dog fight and get really distracted by that, and we can look at that a little bit. My guess is if that were the only issue, it probably would have been resolved by now. She would have said, "Look, I don't want you to kick my dog," and he said, "Well, I wasn't going to kick your dog. I just wanted this situation to de-escalate, and that was the quickest way I had of getting your attention." It probably would have been over by now, but it's not. It's that underlying issue, which
then
means
she ended up. She knows Spanish. She ended up cussing him out in Spanish, and he can try to tell a little bit of what she said, and still till this day she has not apologized for that. We were actually on the phone together, she and I, last night because she's got a new job, so she had good news to tell me. She didn't visit at Christmas when she came into town, and she had good news to tell me, so that got us talking again. And then he was very mad because we've sort of brushed aside her behavior, and he wants it resolved. You know, so I now left a message and said, "I think you need to apologize to him. At least explain what you said in Spanish." And
No. One of the advantages. Look. All right. Let's. I hear what you're saying, but I don't think it's going to get done that way.
Uh-huh.
So if you're right and she's willing to apologize, fine. My guess is she won't. And so this is going to get worse and worse. Let me suggest a different approach. First of all, when somebody cusses you out the language they assume you don't understand, it's a pressure valve, because if they said the words to you in English, it would just further exacerbate things. So you do not want her to explain what she said. All right? That's not, trust me. Even if she said, "You have the cutest mustache in all of Christendom," which isn't what she said, translating it, not going to help. So take that off the table. I wouldn't, no. Saying to him and asking people for an apology is not unreasonable, it's just unworkable. It just, most people are not willing to do that, or they'll say, "Well, I'm sorry you feel that way," which isn't an apology at all and just makes people angrier. So here's what I would do. I would sit my husband down and I would nibble on his ear and say, "Look, she's a little bit jealous of the fact that you and I spend time together. She's always viewed herself as somewhat of a rival. What if you just decided that this whole thing was silly and let it go and just pretend it never happened?" And he's
really
going to get his... I know. He's going to get his little testosterone going and saying, "Well, you know, attention." Say, "Look, give it to me as a birthday present or, a Mother's Day present or, a Chinese New Year present or for Lincoln's birthday. Valentine's Day's coming up." But, she's a kid. She's maybe, she's... I let her be too much of a factor in my life. But I love you. I don't want to have to choose. You don't want to be caught in the middle of this. I don't want to be caught in the middle of this. Tell me what I can do to make it okay. and I'll do it. You know, if it means making you pot roast for the next month, I'll do it. Because I want this, I want you to understand that she was childish. You probably weren't covered with glory either, but people do stupid things, and part of what we do is we just let them go, because otherwise wars start, and do we really want a civil war going on here? And I, for one, say, no, I don't. Then I would go to your daughter and say, look, Harold is wonderful. He adores you. He's so pleased to have a grown-up daughter in his life. And he, you know, that his sister was bit by a dog or something, and so he is not as much a fan of small dogs or animals, and he was really afraid, and he knows his friend who got sued. And so I think, you know, just be nice to Harold. He's very nice to me, and that's, you're my daughter, and I love you, and I know you don't want to make me unhappy, so this would be, and that's what I would do. Rather than getting myself put in the middle, I would use the clout that you have with both of them to say, let it go. Because asking for an apology, both of them are stubborn as hell. It's not going to happen. Asking for a translation, bad idea. It's going to make things worse. And the question is, which gets us back not only to the issue about rivalry between the two of them, but the issue about the dog. Does she have to bring the dog every time she comes? Is that okay with you?
This was the first time, and it was not a pleasant visit.
And I think we could say, look, the next time Harold and I have decided that the next time you come, we're willing to pay for the dog to be put in either here, so you can travel with the dog here, and we'll pay for the pound, for the lodging, or where you are, because that way everything will be easier. I'll tell you what, we're up against a break. If we need to talk about this a little bit more, which we very well, if we need to talk, you stay on the line. Manny will get on with you and decide whether...
I think I'm good. Thank you, Dr. Joy.
All right, so no apologies, no translation. Ask for both of them to stop acting like yahoos and pay for the dog next time to be someplace else. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.